Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Monday, March 23rd, 2026. Yesterday, Indiana baseball got a rare tough start from sophomore lefty Brayton Thomas, and the bats couldn't string much together as the Hoosiers lost 14-2 in the Sunday Reds. Head coach Jeff Mercer took questions from the media following the game.
So, Coach, you guys still managed a series win despite two poor starts on the weekend. But that does kind of provide some concerns for the future. So what are you guys thinking about from a, what you guys need to do from a starting pitching perspective on the weekends?
Yeah. Obviously, with Koski and Bergman, and you feel like you're in a good spot if you if your guys go out and perform. And obviously, Friday put us in a really tough spot where you use your bullpen primarily. And then today, kind of the same thing, where you're really kind of up against it. Obviously, don't have enough to manage all that. I think Connor Lynn's probably a guy that you look at as hopefully some more length to provide a little bit of a competition. Maybe if he goes another good one on Tuesday, maybe he's a guy that could skip a weekend and go back on the weekend roll. You got to give BT some grace. I think Brayton's been really good for us, and he felt really good today. I think sometimes when you've been kind of beat up a little bit, and all of a sudden your arm feels good, you kind of lose feel for it a little bit, and I think that's probably what happened. I think he'll be fine. Hopefully it stays warm and he keeps feeling good and kind of get back into a groove. Regan's been a little bit more of a hit or miss, not sure what you're going to get from him on a day-to-day basis. So he needs to be more consistent and give some length, or maybe Connor can slide into the weekend and do that. I think Mostalski's a guy that you can lengthen out. He's got the multiple pitches for a strike. He's got to get better with guys on second base, but that's a more of a typical freshman thing, but a 3-4 pitch guy. So I think Mostalski can get lengthened out. We need to lengthen Yarberry out. Didn't want to go to him last night to have some more length for today. Those guys were down there. If we muster something offensively, but if you don't, you have to make sure that you don't put yourself in a pigeonhole where you get somebody hurt or you can't cover on Tuesday if you're not making an offensive comeback. And then also we have to get some of those other guys in the game. You're going to have to see what you got from some of those guys. And, it stinks to have to kind of have a tryout a little bit, but you're in that position, so you might as well use it. I thought Evan O'Neill was really good. He showed really good stuff, had a really clean inning. There's a little bit of temptation of running back out there, but you don't want to run back out there again and do that to him. Ian White showed some flashes there. We don't make a play in the infield. He gives up he gets a home run, but not hard hit necessarily. Great. They did a good job offensively today. I'm not saying anything away, but it wasn't a ton of hard contact from him. The thing from those guys that threw today that haven't thrown much is just the gamesmanship to be able to manage the run game and be quicker to the plate. And you're trying to get those guys in the zone so much that sometimes the other stuff is not as adept as you would like it to be. So hopefully a couple of those guys today we can sit down and look at. Maybe, Gubitosi potentially. Some of those guys can give you a few more innings there to not run down your guys. And then the guys that you have, maybe you can lengthen them out a little further. The reality is, Regan is good enough to give us the length. BT has shown the ability to do that. So I'm sure BT will rebound. He's a great kid and very talented. So he'll rebound and get back in there and do that.
Eight arms used today. So how does that just set you guys up for Tuesday?
We should be fine on Tuesday. You'll have your Friday group, your Saturday group is all back up for Tuesday. Len will start on Tuesday. He was a tweener guy for us yesterday. He's a guy you could have potentially go to today, but if you don't need him yesterday's his bullpen day, and then you want to get him lengthened out so he could potentially slide onto the weekend, and so you're kind of in a tough spot there. So we went ahead and pinned him yesterday, and we've tried to bring him out of the pen. He's always been a starter. I'm not using that as an excuse. He should be able to do both roles, but he hasn't shown the ability for us to do both roles. And so I didn't want to throw away the lengthening out on Tuesday with the ability to then go to the weekend in a situation where you didn't have to use him yesterday in that. And, you write up your worst case scenarios for the start today. And we were doing it this morning in the office, and you go, worst case scenario, you get four from BT today, and then you chop it up. And, we obviously got into worst case scenario. Worst case would be he gets hurt. He didn't get hurt. He's healthy. So you're trying to cover, seven and a third or so, 7 2/3. And it's kind of hard to get there. So we'll be fine for Tuesday. But, I don't want to bring Jacoby back today. I don't want to bring Sarhat back today. And with the score the way it is, it's like he got hurt. And we need to lengthen them out in one setting so they can potentially cover more innings. And if you get somebody hurt, down 11-1, probably not very wise. So we should be fine for Tuesday. And then try to get back on track for next weekend.
Offensively, you guys made a lot of hard contact today. What was your impression of the lack of results, I guess, from that
position? Yeah, I thought Will Moore hit some balls hard today and hit some hard contact. Cooper was on the barrel. And so, offensively, we don't have much to show for it. And, you know, there's never an excuse. You know, you're standing around. It's a hard day. And they have good arms. I mean, they're a good team. There's a reason they came in with the record they did and with the RPI they have. And so they had plenty left in the tank. I thought their arms were good. And they did a good job. They stayed on schedule. Their starter gave them, three or four. And the lefty came in, did his job. And then the last righty was good, too. So they still had stuff. They still had execution. And, I mean, that you're battling. You're battling through it. So I thought their arms all weekend were really good. And so you don't want to, overreact in one day where you win three of your last four and have shown some real fight and gumption, and sometimes you get your butt kicked, and it's really hard to manage when you're light and then you don't get starts. And so offensively, you just kind of go back, you watch the video, you make any adjustments you have to make, and then you just kind of move on. And fortunately, get to play on Tuesday, and then you go play a really good Nebraska team this weekend, and you just move forward.
You know, midweeks have been a really strong point for you guys this season. You won your first four. Considering that it was a bit of a problem for you guys last year, is there any different strategies you've taken into approaching those midweeks this season compared to seasons before?
Well, as crazy as this sounds, we have more pitching depth. And so it doesn't look like it today, but because we didn't get the coverage. So we actually have more depth of guys, and then we've tried to lengthen some of those guys out on Tuesday. So we've really tried to have kind of that Friday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday with your reliever rotation, and then try to have more of a conventional starter. So you're trying to have four starters, and obviously with Bergman down, it makes it a little bit harder. And then I think our position group, as young as they are more mature than the offense that we've had, the position player groups that we've had in the past, where they just continue to show up and they play well. And that's the thing that you have to continue to do is, when your offense shows up every day to play, your position group takes care of the ball, pretty much for the most part, to take care of the ball all the time. So you play good defense, your offensive group shows up to compete every day, and then you have more depth on the mound of coverage, you're in a better position to do that. I think also partially because we played such a tough schedule at this point, I think you're just so used to playing good teams that sometimes when you get another team's midweek arms, you kind of go a little bit more, right? And That happens often, where you get to somebody's second or third guy, and they're on their midweek guys, and they're lighter. Your offense shows up, and they can kind of open it up. And I think, like I said, I've said this from the beginning. I like this group. I know today stinks. I like the group. I like going to compete with them. I like going to battle with them. I think they show up to play every day, and I'm proud of that. And so I think that shows up on the midweeks. So you really kind of get the character of a team on a Tuesday.
Would I be accurate in saying you only had one error in the last seven games?
I right? think the one at the Vanderbilt, yeah, Fry's play at Vanderbilt on the double play ball. But you're right. I was kind of looking at our numbers last night in knock on wood. We've done a good job. We've taken care of the ball. Our outfield can really go get it. I think there was a little bit of miscommunication. Our Decker lost the ball in the sun there on that ball late in the eighth inning or so. But I've been a bear on them about our ability to play defense and take care of the ball and shrink the field and to do those things. And, like the bases loaded with a career inning, we turn a really nice, tough double play to turn. Decker makes several tremendous catches today. We really took care of the ball in the infield. The one with Fry, it's that jam shot. He probably just needs to run through and pick it and throw it on the run. But those are all things you can correct. Done a really good job of making the routine play routinely and really going and getting some balls. Our catching's been really good. Today, the stolen bases are on the pitching, not on Hogan. And so I think that group is athletic. There's some length in the group, and they really go good. They take pride in their defense. Correct. We've really, we're probably into the mid-970s at this point. We made a few errors early going on the natural surface from inside. That happens. But, we stay at this point. We end up in the mid-970s to upper 970s, 980, and you're talking about a really good defense. And that's what the expectations are for us. We're capable of that. And I'm glad you brought it up, because that's been a real point of pride internally for us. And this group's taken on that challenge. And we work them really hard defensively, and they've done a great job.
One more point.
Yeah.
In general, your pitching staff has been striking more out lately.
Yeah.
Has there's been something, a change in the pitch calling or whatever that's been trying to drive that?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things. One is that, you know, Matt's style of calling the game, I think he and the catchers have kind of synced up. His use of the fastball in early and then late, I think, has really helped. The one thing that I think that we've done a better job in general. We were not as great this weekend, but we're not wasting two strike pitches. I was a little frustrated on Friday. I thought we wasted some two strike pitches, but we've really worked on pressuring with two strikes, not in the middle of the plate, but pressuring with two strikes. And I think when you're forcing somebody to make decisions all the time, I think you kind of start to work those numbers up. So we're ahead more often. Again, not today, but in general, we've been ahead more often. The use of the fastball inside late, I think, has helped. And then not wild misses with two strikes, really pressuring on the plate and down at the hands and up, not over their head or in the other batter's box, and forcing guys to make decisions. And then I think probably lastly, Matt and Denton have worked with those guys on a changeup. You've seen Newbeck's changeup really blossom into a good pitch. BT, again, not today, but in general, the changeup has blossomed into a nice pitch. So then you're getting the miss on the changeup, but you're getting the miss on the fastball because of the changeup. So I would say those four or five things, as again, today as an outlier, have probably led more to that.
The Hoosiers host Indiana State for a midweek Tuesday at 6 p.m. See you at the BART.